般若蜜多心经。We'll start by reciting the Heart of Perfection Wisdom Sutra in Mandarin. But you can recite in English on your own if you're more comfortable. Okay. So, 小本的法本第三页。那些会背的背的佛友们，你们可以背诵。然后在背的时候想想一下他的字的意思。般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无德，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎得嘎得，帕拉嘎得，帕拉桑嘎得，波提梭哈。好，接着我们要念诵功德本颂，华文版的，英文版是在这本红色的法本里面，红色的法本第137页。1357是宗喀巴大师的出生的年份。137 OK， 我们用中文来念。功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，以次所得此善有暇深，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱了。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发正念正知，极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习熟胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种界，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精勤勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最属圣金刚肾，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达须不精要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
可以说阿龙啊 ，Yeah, let me up. 啊 ，OK 啊 ，OK 啊 ，Little bit my throat, little bit irritation today, so I don't know.
今天主持喉咙不舒服。喉咙痒痒的
啊、uh-huh. I don't know something flu I don't know something
flu
coming sign of flu coming flu
可能是要患感冒了是谁传给他的
Okay, so first we do that short meditation. So try to sit, you know, comfortable, then back is straight, possible. Then gently breathe in and out. Focus your mind on the breath. You know, just think about that. You know, just thinking only the breath. You know, then try that.A few minutes.
同样的，我们先来做一个简短的共修，做这个数息观的共修。首先呢，做数息观你要坐得舒服，坐得舒服最重要就是你的背要直，就是你的鼻、心和脊、肚脐要成一条直线啊，就你观想就可以。然后呢，你就把你的心呢专注于呼吸，我们叫源于呼吸哦，出境呼吸，呼吸，这样做几分钟。
So then, so visualize in front of oneself, visualize the golden throne, so then on top of the golden throne, there's lotus, on top of the lotus, there's Montis, on top of the Montis, there's the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, sitting there, so made of light, and lively. So try to visualize that, clear as possible.
这样的源于呼吸之后呢，我们先观想在我们前方的虚空呢，出现了一个金色的宝座，上面呢有一朵莲花，莲花上面呢有一个月轮，啊，坐在上面端端正正坐在上面就是本师释迦牟尼佛，相好光明身，然后我观想的越清晰越好。
Okay, so then, so now, can visualize numberless of offering. Then, after that, then give charity to all sentient beings. So then, now, each and every sentient being has numberless of offering there. Okay, so then, after that, then visualize making this numberless offering to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha by yourself and by all sentient beings making offering to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha.
接着呢，我们要做供养，观想的供养。我们要观想虚空中出现无数无量的不可思议的供养。这样的同时呢，我们也观想有我们周围有无量的众生，每一个众生呢都对本师释迦牟尼佛啊做无量无边的供养，所以你本身还有无量无边的众生对本师个个都对本师释迦牟尼佛做遍满虚空无量的供养。
Okay, so then, next is then, by making this numberless offering to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, then he received all the offering, then because of that, he's extremely pleased, you know, by your offering. So now, then, life rest, nectar, come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, into yourself.And our own sentient beings, and purified the negative karma that accumulated from the beginning of this journey up to now, totally purified. You know, then, so be sure like that.
因为呢，我们做了这样广大的供养呢，所以佛收到我们的供养之后呢， 升起大欢喜心，同时呢就发出大光芒，并降下甘露。这大光芒和甘露呢进入我们的身体，还进入我们无量众生，我们所观想的无量众生的身体，净化了我们还有无量众生的所有的业障，从无始以来所积累的业障全部都完完全全清净了。
So then, feel that, you know, filled by all the nature karma, then your mind, you know, physical pain, mental suffering, totally purified, then, you know, nothing exists there, all this negative. So then, feel bliss and happy in the mind, you know, try to feel that.
其实因为呢我们所有的业障还有众生所有的业障呢都清除了，无论是我们心理上所感受到的烦恼或生理上所感受到的苦痛啊，我们所有的一切的这样的业障呢都借由这个大供养还有佛的加持完完全全清净了，所以呢我们感受到大乐。
Okay, then next recite the Buddha Shakyamuni Mantra 7 times. Okay, then same visualization. Do that so that then recite 7 times.
接着呢，我们要念诵佛释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次，在念诵的时候呢，也做这个净化的观想。Taya Tha Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Taya Tha Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye
today
今天休息啊
Okay, so okay, so that last time we talked about the seeking samsaric pleasure is the door of all suffering. They are uncertain, cannot be relied upon. Recognizing this shortcoming, please bless me to generate a strong wish for the bliss of liberation.
上次是讲到第五个寄送，唯愿家使令我先认清世间圆满中过诸，世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱了。
So, so.To generate this strong, you know, wish to have this mind, you know, to achieve liberation, you know, wishing to have a strong wish to achieve this liberation, you know, this kind of mind, not that easy, you know. So, it's really coming from seeing the samsara is the problem, you know, must recognize that, you know, otherwise,It's very difficult. The person must recognize that samsara is the problem, you know. Especially our rebirth is the pool of suffering. Must recognize that, you know, with meditation, you know.
First, this meditation tells us that we must have this strong desire to escape.心愿就希求解脱的心理，可是要升起这强烈的希求解脱的心理，其实是很不容易的。要能够升起这样的解脱心呢，首先我们必须清楚地认识到轮回的过患，就是我们在这个轮回的当中呢，不断地出生受死，不断地出生又受死，这样的问题在哪里？
So, so as mentioned before, so all this suffering of change, you know, suffering of suffering, all this based on this progressive compounded suffering. So depend on that. Once we have this.Progressive compound suffering. So I mean, simply means having this five aggregate. You know, what we have now, you know, just having this, this is the problem, you know, to understand that.
So, 上次已经讲过了，就是这种三种不同的苦，我们所感受到那种苦，比如说苦苦啊，坏苦啊，他们呢都是依着行苦而升起的。就是说无论你在哪一道，只要你有这个有运身，不管是五运啊、四运啊、三运，只要你这个有运身呢，它就是过患，感受到痛苦，感受到所有的问题，它就是所有的过患的来源。
So like that, to understand, you know, to this pervasive compound suffering, which is our five aggregate, what we have now.So understand this the basis of all the suffering, you know, to understand that, even this present moment, you know, because of having this present, so because of that, so much this suffering happened, you know, increase the suffering because of this body that we have attached, to this present body, no. So because of them, that we have to do so many things for this body, you know. So because of this, we suffer in many ways, in the present moment also.
所以我们要明白这个行苦，就是苦苦坏苦行苦，最重要就是明白这行苦，这依着行苦而生起的这个有蕴身呢，它其实呢就是我们痛苦过患的来源。就算在当下这一刻，现在这一刻呢，我们也会感受到苦的升起啊，因为我们有了这个身体，只要你有了这个有蕴身，它就是所有的烦恼和痛苦的来源，它会让我们感受到各种各样不同的烦恼，还有不同的苦痛。
So like that, you know, just having this body, for example, then, you know, because of this body, you know, we feel hot, we feel cold. You don't have this body, then different. Once you have that, you know, we need some kind of comfort there. Too cold, also cannot take it.Too hot, we cannot take it, you know. So all vessels in the body, all this suffering arises.
Because, 呢，有了这个身体呢，所以呢，我们就感受到各种的痛苦。比如说，我们感受到热了，太热，我们会觉得受不了；太冷了，我们也会受不了。我们就有一个冷热的这种感受。有些当我们的四大不调，我们身体的地水火风四大不调的话，就会感受，尤其会感受到这个冷热的这个痛苦。
So because. So this is on that. So also same thing, no? Having this body, then we attach. Then anger arises, attachment arises. You know. So because of that, then we create so much different negative karma due to attach this body. You know? So we create so many different negative karma.So here, one way to understand is that because of that, you create many karma. So then, you have to experience the suffering in the future, you know. So, this body also causing problem for our future life, suffering.
刚才讲的是这一生呢、啊，我们因为这个四大不合，所以我们感受到痛苦，就由这个身体带来的痛苦。像因为执着于这个身体呢，可能呢在遇到不同的外境的时候啊，因缘升起的时候，我们的嗔心就升起了。为了保护这身体了，或者什么，因为执着身体嗔心升起的时候呢，我们就造不同的恶业。因为这个身体太重要了嘛，所以我们执着不可以受到伤害等等，所以我们就造了恶业。这造了恶业，将来啊，就必定会遭受到苦报的。所以我们这样想的话，这样去分析，我们就看到这个身体呢，不只是这一生带给我们痛苦，它也会给我们的未来生带来痛苦，它是未来生的苦的祸根。
So this one is very helpful, you know. So meditation on true suffering.You know, so about that, you know, what we have, the physical aggregate. You know, at the moment, this body is the true suffering. You know, to recognize that, you know, with meditation, with reason, logic, you know, to meditate again and again. You know, then really understand this body is the source of the problem. You know, basis, you know, this is the really suffering. You know.To understand that,
you know. 所以呢，我们就可以以我们这个五蕴身，现在我们有的这个身体是五蕴合的，去思维呢这个苦地，你就可以发现呢，其实有了这个身体，有这个蕴身啊，它就是苦的来源。所以这蕴身本身就是苦的，所以我们要这样的去分析，就用刚才那个方法去分析，然后去。 去用我们的逻辑来思维，看合不合理。这样不断的去思维，不断的去串习，这样呢，我们就会肯定，就完完全全的明白呢，有了这个身体呢，其实就是苦的来源，所以这个身体呢，就是苦。
So like that, you know, so here, so, you know, on this meditation, true suffering, you know, understanding this body's true suffering. So that's like, you know, when you get sick, exactly like that, when you get sick, then you really recognize the sickness. You know, like that, exactly like that, give an example. You know, when you're sick, whatever you get sick, you know you're sick, you know. So like that, exactly here, then understanding true suffering.
所以呢，这是苦地的思维修的方法。我们就是以这个生病的时候，当我们生病的时候，我们要明白自己真的生病了，因为感受到痛苦。所以这个是刚才那个Cameron 借给我们的一个例子，让我们去思维。所以生病的时候要真的明白，去明白自己生病了。所以当我们也感受到苦，这个有孕的身是苦的话，我们也要明白这是苦。
So like that, then, that's the true origin, the cause of suffering. Then, so this, progressive compound suffering, which is by aggregate. Then, this true suffering, when you understand that, then how this true suffering came from, you know, then you search for that, what the cause for that. You know, exactly when you're sick, then you know you are sick. So then looking for the cause, why I get sick, what's the cause? Like that, then you are able to find out the cause.No, so exactly like that, they are true. When they understand true something, then they look for the cause. Then that is the true origination.
明白了我们的苦地的之后呢，我们就要去想，这苦呢是从什么地方来的？这样我们就进入了第二个圣地，就是极地。极呢就是苦的因啊，苦的因在哪里？为什么会感受这个苦？所以呢，我们就可以从我们这个五蕴身去思维，明白这五蕴身是苦的，尤其是它是整个系统的不断在轮回操作，是由行苦在那边运作的。这样你想想，这个五蕴身既然是苦的，它是从什么地方来的？我们是为什么得到这个五蕴身？这样去寻找它的来源呢？它这个苦到底从哪里来？就好像我们生病的时候，我明白自己生病了。这样我们想想，哎，为什么我们生病了？究竟这个病是从哪里来的？这个道理是一样的。
So then, once you understand the cause of the sickness, then you know. Then you have this, when you really understand this truth, then you have in your deep in your heart, you know, how wonderful.Free from this my sickness. Free from this sickness. To achieve this happiness, which is free from suffering. The strong wish arises. So, exactly the same. When you understand true suffering, you understand the cause of the suffering. You truly understand that, then, wishes arise, strong wishes arise to seek the liberation. How wonderful if I can achieve this. Nirvana, or liberation. The strong wish arises.
所以当我明白这个苦的来源啊，它的原因是什么？就是这个极地啊，就是明白苦，明白这个极地，这样呢，在我们的内心深处，就是很深很深的这个愿望呢，我们就会升起啊，哇，希望我们能够从这个痛苦中呢，完完全全的解脱出来。 希望呢我们的得到呢真正的没有痛苦的那种快乐那种境界。所以呢这是这样的感受啊，这样的觉受的升起，是因为我们已经明白什么是苦，那苦到底是什么，怎么才算是苦，这样苦的原因是什么，我们已经完完全全明白极地了。当我们真的对这个苦地和极地呢有了这个定解，就坚定不移的信解，完全明白了之后呢，我们的内心的深处就会升起这强烈的希求心，希望呢我们完完全全能够从这个苦中呢解脱出来，得到真正的不变的快乐，这就是我们佛家讲的涅槃的境界。
So then, so after that, then, you know, so when you feel this strong wish to achieve liberation, then you so anyway, for example, when you wish to free from the sickness, then strong wishes, then of course, then what happened next is to looking for the solution, you know. So then, which is the medicine, you know, that when you have a strong wish, you pray from the suffering, then go look for medicine, you know, then that's exactly like that, then when you understand that, you know, so a strong wish arising to achieve liberation, then, then look for the path, you know, look for what is the solution, you know, then looking for the true path.
So, 当我们升起这个强烈的希求解脱的心，到底是怎么样的呢？就好像当我们生病的时候，我们生病的时候明白自己生病，明白自己感受到痛苦，明白诶这个病呢到底是怎么样升起的时候，你就会去思维，你真正明白了就去思维，哎呀到底我应该怎么做来把这个病给解决掉，对吗？就像哎这样我要去寻找那种药，应该有一种药呢能够治好这个病，所以你就会去寻找这病。同样的道理，你想当你明白了真明了哦，什么是苦地啊？什么是极地的时候，这样你就会有一种强烈的希求心，你要完完全全从这样的不圆满的苦的烦恼的状态中呢解脱出来。这样解脱出来讲，哎，应该有一种方法，所以你就会找这个解脱的方法，也就是我们讲的那个道，修行的道。所以就我们就来到这个道地。
So that's the Four Noble Truths. So Buddha said, you know, so, Dungal Shepherd Charles, Buddha said, understand the true suffering, you know.
So, 呢，这就是所谓的四圣地，就佛陀初转法轮的四圣地。就佛陀呢，就先说要先明白什么是苦地。
Then abandoned that the true origination or origin. What is it? True origin or true origination? Abandoned the true origin. So that means cause of the suffering. Abandoned the cause of the suffering.
所以呢佛其实说了一系列的话啦，呢就明白苦什么是苦、哦、明白苦的因，然后呢去除苦的因。
Then Gopal Mundu says, achieve, obtain the liberation, true cessation.
所以呢其实最后一句话呢就是涅槃寂静。去修这个道，然后涅槃寂静。
For them, Lam Gombarchas meditate, meditate, or familiarize the true path.
就依道修行，不断的去串习这个道。
So like that, so the, so here, so understanding this true suffering, then look for the cause, why this true suffering happened. So this is all the suffering, this five aggregate, why this happened to me, why this happened. Once we have this, suffering is there. Then, why this true suffering?For basic compound suffering, which is by aggregate, why this happening? Why I get this? Then you look deeply, then you find the cause. Because of karma, I get this body. How the karma came about is because of the delusion, attachment, anger. Because of that, karma created.How the attachment anger came about is based on the ignorance, true grasping to the self, because of that.
所以当我明白苦谛的时候呢，就感受到明白感受到苦，懂什么是苦的时候，你就会去思维，哎，为什么我会感受到这个苦？为什么会发生啊，在我的身上？像你这样去思维的话，你就去寻找这苦的因，我们就叫极地，修这极地。这样你就会去思维，哎，为什么感受到这样的苦恼啊，这样的烦恼啊？这样去想一想，其实呢，就是整个苦，整个系统的运作，它是个行苦。这样呢，就是因为有了这样的行苦，所以你有这个五蕴身，你就有了这个人生了。其实这个是五蕴合的身体。这样你会去思维，就因为这个身体呢，我感受到各种各样痛苦，我起了烦恼。可是我这个身体呢，为什么会得到这样的身体呢？像你这样去深入的去禅修的话，去深入去禅修，去思维啊，去分析，很深入的去思维分析的话，就想，哎，其实这是因为我业带来的，因为过去呢，我造下了这个业，所以呢，我得到了这个五蕴的果报。所以这个业呢，是为什么而起的呢？所以你看到这个业其实是由这个三毒烦恼而起的，是由贪啊、嗔啊、痴啊。因为有这个三毒呢，有贪啊、有嗔啊等等，所以呢，你就过去是就已经造业。因为你过去造了这样的业呢，所以你现在呢就得到了这样的五蕴身。这个五蕴身，这样五蕴身其实。这个贪和嗔，你又问了啊？为什么我会有这样贪和嗔？什么是在推动这贪和嗔升起的？那看看，其实就是我们的无明愚痴了。所以你就找到这个根源了。
So like that, then the true existing self, believing on that. So, that means I exist, when you think about oneself, how that appear to our mind, that I exist truly, independently exist somewhere in the body, like truly existed there, appear to our mind, so believe that, truly existed I there, independent I, on the object. You believe that. So that is the ignorance and cause of all the problem.
所以这是你想想，哎，这个无明愚痴啊，哦，终于找到根源。这个无明愚痴是什么呢？为什么它会害你这个造业？那想想，其实是因为呢，你有一种信念，你相信呢，自己的这个我是真实存在的，就在你的内心的深处啊，你的心啊，蹦去那里抓了，你的心啊就想，哎，其实这个我呢是真正的存在啊， 最独立的哈，有个个体，有自己的个体的，哦，存在于身体的某一个部分，然后在身体蹦什么部分呢？就在你心，就在那边呢，就在里面哦，就在你的身体的里面，而且它是很真实的，它是很实在的，它像有个实体一样的存在于内在啊，内在你的身体的某一个部分呢，只是你不懂在哪里而已啊，你说是真真实实的，所以一定是在里面的。诶，这个就是我们的无名愚痴了。
So then, so same thing when you appear other. Same thing, no? When you appear other, so same thing. When you say other, the independent other, there, under object, exists from its own side, from exists from the object. You know, nothing depends on your mind.You know, independent self appear to our mind, believing exists in that way, you know. But that also ignorance. You know?
同样的哈，这个愚痴无明，因为我们相信我们自己的真实的哈，真实很实体，有一个我哈，在你身体的某个部分实体的存在。所以同样的，当你看啊，看到其他人的时候，看到你啊，看到他，看到其他人的时候，你觉得诶，这个你啊，这个他，也是哦，这个外境也是有一个你，有一个他哦，真正实实的实体的存在于这个外境里面哦，它是独立自主的，它有自己的独立自主的个性。所以我们心是这样看啊，这样去看别人，你看不只是看自己，看别人也是这样看，而且我们就相信了，哎，这个你和他也是真实的实体的存在于啊这个外境当中。
So.So because of that, so because of this wrong concept, wrong belief, wrong appearance, wrong belief. So because of that, you know, all this attachment, anger, jealousy, all this negativeness of this life.
So, 呢，因为这样呢，我们的内心呢，因为我们是这样去看的，所以呢，我们的妄念，这个叫我们的妄念啊，就升起了，我们就执这个幻，执幻为实，或者执幻为真啊，这个幻现啊出现，我们真的认为它是真实的存在。所以呢，当有事情发生的时候啊，当遇到因缘发生的时候呢，啊，我们的那个嗔心就升起了，我们的妒忌心也就升起了，我们各种烦恼也就升起了。
That way.What we believe, you know, what we used to believe all the time, you know, independent self, independent other, you know. So we used to believe all the time, you know, this independent self, independent other, do not exist at all.
因为我们是这样的深深的相信，我们是这样的时时刻刻每一分每一秒都这样的相信的，有这样的信念，就相信呢我们有一个独立自主实体存在的我，而且我们也是时时刻刻相信有一个独立自主实实在在的你和他。
So in the reality also, the self and other all exist dependentNot independent, exists dependent.
其实呢，真相是你我他都是缘起，依因缘而生起的。
Okay, so for example, the self, me, I, self, me, I, you know, all so this exists, you know, this happens, will be.Dependent on the architecture, you know, basis in this architecture, then we level the I, me, self, you know, just the level that, you know, what doesn't exist within the I architecture, you know, doesn't exist there.
举个例子，我们认为这个我。中文只有个我一样， 英文比较多了，英文比较多执着，咪呀啊呀、哦、很多。中文只有个我，这我呢，我们觉得它是真真实实的实体的独立的存在哦，在我们相续里面，其实这个我呢，其实是依这个五蕴呢、啊，这个因缘而升起的。哦，因为我们有这个五蕴呢、啊，这、就是、色、受、想、行、识啊，这个五蕴，所以呢，我们就在这个五蕴合在一起哦，我们的施舍这个名相叫做我。但你去找的时候，它其实并不在哪一个蕴里面。
说来的，先说 one simple way to understand, you know, with the self, I, me, exists in the body. You know, if it exists, have to exist in the body, independently. So that means when you look at that, in the body, within your body, you know, from head to toe. Why is the I? Why is the self? We look one by one. I think this we cannot find at all. No, the self, I, me, within this physical body, impossible to find.
所以呢，有一个我就是我们的无明啊，就这个愚痴就是这样的升起的。这样你可能觉得，哎，你有没有一个简单的方法？这天主教就介绍一个非常简单的方法，让我们可以明白。比如说，我们觉得这个我是存在，是有一个真实的我，独立的、自主的我存在，就在我们身体了，就在我们身体里面。这样你就可以自己去找，把这个我给找出来了。你就这样想，这个我呢？既然是存在我身体，这样我一定找得到呢。它在某个地方，眉毛一定找得到的，在我身体。因为从你的头发那边看到，看到头，是我在这里吗？这，从头灯看，我找得到我啊，这个我找到你的脚趾，就从头找到脚趾，看你找得到啊，我在哪里吗？说你这样我在这里呢，哦，这个我就在这里的多咯啊，就你去找到这个我吗？如果你找不到的话，你去找，你说哎，不懂他在哪里，所以就是说，其实你根本找不到这个我。
走，啊 ，fine， 走。
Very busy 啊 ，you say from head to toe also very busy 啊 ，my hair 啦，哦 ，this one wrinkles 啊，then eyes 啊 ，eyelashes 啊。
Eyelashes.
Then eyeball, eye white.
So like that, you know, when you look like that, so when you look, you meditate like that, you know, look with the eye within your body, you know, not your head, not your nose, you know, not your heart, not your leg, you know, just nothing, no, when you look at that, there's no way to pinpoint, this is me, you know.Cannot find at all.
所以呢，当你这样去，当你去修的时候，就去思维的时候，这样你可以从你的身体开始找嘛。这样你找从头啊，哎，这个我是不是在头？是不是头是我？要看，哎，不是了，那个、头不是我了，因为头是我，那其他地方就不是我了嘛，对吗？所以，那头哎，鼻子是鼻子，也不是哦，鼻子也是头的一部分。然后你看到哎，是不是你的心啊？是不是你的身体的某部分？你要找，就找不到了，因为你不可以指这个地方哦，是我。你指的地方是我，其他就不是我了，那怎么办？哦，所以找不出，真的你不能用你的手指哦指出某一个地方哦啊，这就是我，你找不到，怎么办呢？
So it's very clear, you know, when you meditate like that, there's within the body, you know, this physical body, you cannot find the eye. You know, it's very clear when you meditate, you know, this very clear, you know, when you meditate there.
所以当我们用我们的身体啊，身体去找这个我的时候，做这个思维修的时候，用身体找这个我的时候呢， 我们就可以很清楚的看到，其实你找不到这个我，根本就没有这个我。
So I think that you know, we think that I is so important. You know, I is so important among everyone. You know, I am the most important. I, you know, when you say I am the most important. You know, in this world, in this country, within my family. You know, among all, I am the most important. We believe that. You know. But look at I.Where's the eye? Not in the body, very clear. So now, another question, where is the eye?
So, you know, 我们这样去分析的话，通常我们都会这样想了，哎，我是非常重要的。这个我是世界上最重要的。我是这个国家里面最重要的。我是我家里面最重要的。我们都是这样深深的相信了、啊、嘴巴不用讲了，我们心里深深的相信。可是当你去看了仔细去观察去找这个我的时候啊，哪里找得到、嗯、这个最重要 的我都一点都找不到，薄吗扯薄啊。
So like that, you know, we believe so important self that among everyone, I am the most important. You know, me, I always think that, butThe independent I, you know, something there, but which is doesn't exist at all. Or you used to believe, you know, independent I, you know, existing by own side, you know. You believe that, you know. Then, but when you look for that kind of I, impossible to find, you know. It exists from its own side, from the body side. Then, when you look it, you have been punished.But you are not finding it within the body.
所以呢，这最重要的我，就是我们很深深的执着这个我。我们相信呢，它是有自己的独立存在这个个性的。啊，你可以指得出啊，这个我在那边指得出这独立自在的我。啊，我们都这样的深深的相信，可以，或者是用我们。佛家的术语来讲，可以自方存在的这个我，自方存在。那自方在哪一方呢？就是在我们身体这一方啊。我相信这个自方存在，在身体里面这个自方存在这个我、嗯，其实你去找呢，却找不到。
So then, yes, then, not in the body. Then next question, why is the eye? Then you must be thinking in the mind. You know.Not in the body, so must be somewhere in the mind. The next question is there. But we look in the mind, so there's many different level of the mind, gross mind, such as five sense. Live with that, we have the mental consciousness, sense consciousness, you know, like eye consciousness. When you look at all these five sense consciousness, then also that not the eye consciousness, not the nose consciousness, They are not I at all.
这样你想，哎，这个我呢？这样你找这身体找不到，这样讲，哎呀，像这个自方存在的我，应该是不存在在我们的身体啦，因为身体都找不到吗？像身体找不到，这样应该存在我的心呐、啊，这样我们的心就是这个我了，对吗？啊，我们的心识啊，应该就是我了。这样可是我们这个心呢？有不同的层次的，我们有粗分的心呢、啊，我们有细分的心呢、啊。啊，比如说我们的心呢、啊、是，比如说我们用眼睛看到我们的眼识啊，对吗？啊，我们的用耳朵听到耳识啊，哦，眼耳鼻舌身处，对啊，眼耳鼻舌身也这个五识、啊，用感官这五识，这应该在里面的嘛？是不是这个我应该在里面？这样我在里面自方存在的我。独立自主个性说，这样你应该指那个就是我，其他的就不是了，对吗？这样你这样去找的话，哎，这个我也不在里面了。
So I did that within the five sense consciousness, you know. So those are not I, because you know this will, when you sleep, all this gross mind, like sense consciousness, when you sleep, when you fall asleep, there's all this stuff. But when you sleep, you still I exist there. So it shows very clearly all this goes by. So this sense consciousness, those are not the I. You know, because when you sleep, you know, the I exists there. You know?
这样你可能就会问了，哎呀，那眼识啊、耳识啊、五种感官的意识啊，诶，为什么你讲不是我呢？跟刚才讲可能你不同意了。这样你想想，当你睡觉的时候，你眼睛关起来的时候，诶，你这个识跑到哪里去了？五种感官的意识跑到哪里去了？诶，他们都停止了，对吗？都没有作用的，都诶不见了。所以你可以讲这个我在这个五种感官里面吗？感官的意识里面吗？眼识啊，鼻识啊，你睡觉的时候有没有嗅到东西啊？或耳识听到东西？这些东西感官的意识呢，全部呢都停止作用，所以这个我又不见了，所以这个我也不在那边嘛。
So like that. So end of the day, then more look deeper, then become the mental consciousness. You know, maybe that's the only option now. You know, so maybe meeting a mental consciousness is the me, ourself.
这样你讲哦，这样五种感官的意识啊，眼识、耳识、鼻识啊，鼻识、舌识、身识啊。那全部需要就不见了哦，这样，那我不在那边了。这样想，哎，这样只剩下这个意识，我们的意识，身口意这个意识，这样只剩下这一个了，没有了吗？对吗？这样我应该就在这个意识里面，这个意识就是我。
So then, that the point is the mind also the mental consciousness cannot be the self also because.The point is, you know, we have this thought, you know, my mind, my mental consciousness. You know, when you say my mind, you know, the mind belongs to me, you know. So that belongs to me, so therefore the mind is not me, you know. So it shows, you know, me is not the mind.Something separate from the mind. No.
所以呢，真的只剩下的意识，就你讲，哎呀，这个我，意识就是我了。可是你可以想想哦，这样想哦，通常我们讲，哎呀，我的意识，或者通常我们都讲，哎呀，我的心、啊，然后华文都讲我的心啊，就讲这个心好了，我的心呢、啊。在想，哎，我的心就表示这心或者这个意识是属于我的，这样心就应该不是我咯，对吗？因为心既然属于我，这样心应该就不是我。所以呢，这个我呢和这个心呢是两个，他们是分开的，他们是不一样的。
So like that. So same thing. You know, when I walk, when I sleep, you know, when you're I'm lying down, I'm walking, whatever you have, you know. When your body walk, start walking. So then, level, I'm walking. You know, when you're eating physically, you know, your mouth, hand, feet, put the action, then just level, I'm eating, you know. Actually, the action is not yourself, but,Just I'm eating level. That when you think, you know, when you think something, then I am thinking. The thought is not yourself. The base on that, I'm thinking. You know, when the thought arises, then level, I am thinking. You know, so like that.
所以我们可以再举一个例子，比如说当我们在行走在走路的时候，你讲哦我在走路， 当你睡觉的时候讲我在睡觉，当你躺着的时候我在躺着。所以呢这些都是由我们的身体所引发的，这个身体在走，这个身体在睡，这个身体在躺着。所以呢我们就用这个身体来施舍这些冥想，施舍冥想，这个有一个我，其实根据这个身体了，身体啊，是这个身体在走，身体在睡觉，身体在躺着，所以我们就用这身体来施舍这个冥想。我们的这个冥想，我们就叫做我。像吃东西的时候，比如说我们用手在做什么，你讲我在吃，其实就用这个动作，身体引起的动作去施舍这个冥想，叫我在吃。然后我们在想东西的时候，我们在想东西的心里没有动作，没有身体啊，这动心里的。现在想东西讲，我在想，就这个念头啊，就念头在想着念头，你把这个念头呢当作是施舍为这个我，其实这个念头不是我。
So in reality is like that, you know, when you say I self, you know.Dependent, you know, when I, for example, I'm walking, depend on this action, then I am walking, just level that. But actually, there's no independent I. What you used to believe, you know, the independent I somewhere there, real walking, you know, independent I, real walking, you know, we believe that. But in reality,that kind of I doesn't exist. The I exists, walking I exists, depend on the action. Depending on the action that I am walking. You know, there's no real, true I walking there, you know. So I walking, of course, I walking, but all this dependent on this action. Just a label, you know. I just merely label I is walking, you know.
这个可能要讲慢一点就其实这是我们去分析啊，这个分析到底什么是真实的存在。比如说我在走路，这个走是一个动作，所以它是源于这个动作来施舍，是源于因缘啊，缘起啊，源于这个动作而施舍的，其实并没有一个自方存在、独立存在、有自主性的存在的我在走着，没有。哦，这边的讲的这个我呢，这个自主存在的、有自己独立个性的、自主存在的我呢，并不存在。所以这个走路的我在走着我，其实呢是假名安立的我。这个假名啊，是根据这个走路的动作来施舍这个名号，叫做走路，叫做我在走路。好，当然在，怎么讲呢？当我们看到我了，我自己在走路，我是有走路。可是呢，这个我呢，是由于走路的动作而施舍的假我。它是假名安立的我在走着。
Clear? 啊、not clear.
这样讲清楚吗？还是越听越 blur?
来，think about. Okay, think about.
你自己去想想了。哦。
So, the point is that, you know, so we used to believe, you know, we always believe that the independent I, you know, just truly existing I there, that we cherish so much. You know, we believe so important this I, you know, true existing I, we believe, we cherish, you know.So because of that, you know, all the problems arise. You know, you're really close up. Your mind is totally close up, you know. only cherishing this independent life.
我们时常都这样想了，哦，我们以前这样想，现在大概也还是这样想，哦，我们这个我呢是次方存在的，它是一个独立自主的，这个我呢是存在的，它不需要依靠任何其他的因缘，哦，所以呢我们都这样深深的相信，我们叫这个相信的这个我，所以我们觉得这个我呢是非常重要的，这次方存在的我，哦，能够有独立自存的那个我是非常重要的，所以呢我们非常珍爱这个我，可是呢因为我们太过执着于这样的我，所以呢我们的各种各样的烦恼呢就生起来的，所以我们的心呢就变得很狭隘，因为我们只看到，只是珍惜我们自己的我，我们只是珍爱这个自方存在有独立的自主的个性的这个我。
So because of that, you know, believing so much this independent self, independent I, truly existing I, you know, cherishing so much on that. So then the small harm, you know, even very small harm, relatively small harmthe small action, whatever small harm, you know, just become big hurt, you know, become miserable for oneself, you know, based on that.
因为呢，我们相信这个我呢是有自信的，有自信可以自己存在的独立存在，它自方有的，它是真实的存在的，所以呢，当我们受到小小的很轻微的伤害的时候呢，因为呢我们很执着很珍爱这个自方存在这个我呢，所以呢我们就感受到大大的痛苦。
You know, then suffer, you know, attachment, anger, all different emotion arises, you know, this like that, you know, this grasping at the true existence, you know. So based on that, all, you know, even a small harm, but you knowBecause of strong ignorance there. So, due to that, so much your mind becomes so much unhappy, uneasy. You know?
因为呢，我们这样的深深的执着啊，执着于这样的有自信、自方有的我，所以呢，我们的烦恼、我们的贪啊、嗔啊。各种负面的情绪呢，各种各样的烦恼就跟着升起了，因为我们深深的执着于这样存在的我，所以当我们受到很小很小的伤害的时候，因为我们这样的愚痴是这样的强烈，我们强烈很滋生的这样愚痴，所以呢我们就感受到很大的伤害，我们的心呢就很不平静了，我们的心就感受到很大的痛苦。
So like that, but as I mentioned before, when you meditate, you know, where is the I, you know, then you are not able to find the I within body, within mind. No, there's no independent I in the object, within the body, within the mind. There's no such I exists, what you used to believe, you know, but not there, you know.Totally, you know, ignorance, believing something doesn't exist, truly doesn't exist, you know, exists from the object, within the body, within the mind. But in reality, not there at all, you know, when you meditate.
所以呢这是 Cameron 以前也讲过的，当我们去做这个思维修，去做这个禅修的时候，你要去找这个我，因为我是无明的源头嘛，是我们烦恼的源头，这我在哪里呢？这你就从你的身体去找，找不到这个我在哪里，这应该在你的心，你从你心里去找，也找不到这个我，这个独立自主的有自信的我，你怎么样找都遍寻不我，可是 可是虽然找不到，我们却深深的相信这个我呢是存在的。这个我们觉得100%超过100%了，都深深的相信它就是存在的。所以呢，这就叫做愚痴无明，因为我们深深的相信那种不存在的东西，这个不存在的我，所以我们才把这个叫做愚痴无明。就像我们的身啊心啊，你当你真的去禅修的时候，你在你的身体或在你心里的时候却是找不到的，所以这才是万法存在的真相。
So the point is that, so we used to believe, you know, true existing I, you know, used to believe all the time, you know. So, but when you look at that, there's not such a thing there, you know, when you really understand that, then you really wake up, you know, suddenly wake up, you know.From the ignorance.
所以这重点呢，讲了这么多，就是我们深相信的这个有自信存在的我。当你真的去禅修、去思维的时候，很深入的哈，很深入的去看，这样你就会看到，哎，其实你找不到它。这样你就会明白，啊，这个我，这个你执着那么深的那样的有自信的我，其实呢，它根本都不存在。那时候你就想，你就会好像大梦初醒，做了个梦，这样就醒来了，啊，你就会觉悟了。
So like that. So, so sometimes you mentioned, sometimes you get shocked, you know, when you realize that.One used to believe so much that not there, you know, when you meditate, not there, you know, sometimes you get shocked, you know? Sometimes you get bliss there, you know, or, you know.
所以呢，在在佛教的经典里面呢，佛教故事里面有时他讲，当你呢真的哈、哦，真的看到这一点，你真的。看到真的觉悟的时候呢，你会大吃一惊，哇！原来这个东西不存在。
You know, so, so something like that, what call? You have very expensive, I don't know what call, watch or bag, put in your box, huh? Believing nice bag watch inside there, you know, for a long time. Then one day, you know.Not there, you can look there, you get shocked, you know. So that kind of, you know.
所以呢，就好像举个例子哦，就我们可能有个包包啊，或者是一个小盒子，我们里面的装了一个名贵的手表，或者一个表，这样我们都深深的相信，哎，这个表就在里面啊，就在里面，哇！这可是有一天呢，你打开来看，你发现。里面空空的，什么都没有，哇，那样的震惊啊！所以当你找到这个我，你去找到我的时候，啊，你会有这样的震惊的感觉。
I don't know whether example fit that I don't know. 嗯
，Your watch must be very expensive 啊！啊，Not expensive one that also doesn't matter.
So, so like that. So, so, but here again, another. If we are not careful, you know, in the meditation, then when you look for that, you know, the I self cannot find.Within the body, within the mind, then you may get wrong conclusion sometimes, you know, if you don't have enough merit, then go to wrong conclusion. Oh, the I, a self, what doesn't exist at all, you know. So you make a wrong conclusion, you know, if you don't have enough merit. conclusion, you know, when you look it for within the body, within the mind, then you are not able to find. Then you make it conclusion yourself, conclude yourself, oh, I doesn't exist at all. You know, there's the danger of believing, going that direction. You know?
所以呢，当我们这样不断的去思维修，不断的去串习的时候，不断的去找这个我，但你要找这个我，在你的身体里面你找不到我，哦，你做一次两次三次很多次找不到，在你的心呢，在你的心里面你去找这个我，也找不到的话，这样呢，有时候如果如果你的功德不够的话，你的福德不够的话，这样你可能就会下一个错误的结论。你可能讲，哎呀，这个我呢，其实呢根本就不存在的，是没有这个我的。这样你可能就掉入了断见。
So that's not the correct conclusion. You know, when you look at that, you know, so that if you're able to not find, you know, truly existing I from the object, that doesn't mean the I doesn't exist, you know.
Why do you say this is a wrong conclusion? Because you can't find the self-confidence of the I. The self-confidence of the I是找不到的，是不存在的。可是并不表示这个我不存在。
So then, here the right conclusion, you know, must get right conclusion and end up the meditation. You know, so how I exist? Dependent on this five aggregate.This mind, dependent on this five aggregate, I exist, not truly exist, but merely label, you know, just labeling, I exist, that's it, you know, I is nothing big, more than that, you know, just depend on this body, I just label them, you know, as example, I am walking, and basis on this body action,Then I am walking. You know, there's no true I there, but just the label I. And this action, the merely label I exists. Function. Walk. You know, I walk exists. But how does it exist? Merely label. You know.
明白了，我就不用翻译了。开玩笑哦，这样我们在去这个禅修的时候、思维修的时候、串习的时候，我们应该得到怎么样的结论呢？这样啊、哦，这个结论不对呀、啊，不对呀、啊，这应该怎么样呢？这样这个我到底是用什么方式存在啊？这样我们这样去串习的，去找这身的心找不到我，其实这个什么的自信自方有的我，它其实是根本找不到不存在的。可是呢，我却是存在，这个我是存在，存在于什么呢？它就是源于依于我这个五蕴而生起的。就我们这个五蕴生，我们把这个五蕴生当作是我，就是这个五蕴生呢，是我们放这个名啊，借这个名字，我们给它个名字叫我。所以它是假名安立，这个假并不说，这假其实有不真实的存在，它假也有借的意思，就借这个名字把它放在那边，所以它叫假名安立的我。所以自性有，自方有，真实存在这个我是不存在的，可是假名安立的我，就是用这个名号施设在这个五蕴处，它是存在的。听我不完一款这样解释、哦 okay、所以呢当我在走路的时候，这样我在走路，我们讲对啊，是我在走路，所以你用这个我这个名相 安立于在动的这个身体，所以我们叫假名安立的我在走路，它是一种幻现，用名字啊名相来幻现的我，所以你讲我在走路，这个我在走路，这个我是存在的，它是假名安立的我。You ask them whether they understand.
Nobody understand. Huh? Understand? Not one say understand. That? Or two understand? Huh? I don't know. Huh?So, so like that, you know, when you meditate, you know, the true existing I doesn't exist, you know. So conclusion that what you used to believe truly existing I, or used to believe,That doesn't exist. You know, if it exists, then you have to find it. But you're not able to find it. That's the one point. You know? So it doesn't mean the I doesn't exist. You know?
So, 当我们这样去串习啊，去修的时候呢，我们就找不到啊，找不到这个自信的存在。这自信存在的我，我们真的是找不到。因为如果这自信存在的我是真的存在的话，你是可以指出来它在那边，它在那边的，哦，它就在那个地方。可是我们找不到，所以这个自信存在的我并不存在。可是呢，它并不表示这个我不存在。
Okay, the conclusion is that you know that what we used to believe true existing I.Doesn't exist. Exists then must be looked for, must be found. When you look for, cannot find. So therefore, what you used to believe truly exists in I is not there. No?
所以当我们这样去禅修去串习的时候呢，我们会发现呢，我们从无始以来一直相信这个有自主的、有独立性的、可以自信存在的啊，自方有的这个我呢，其实呢它是不存在的。因为如果它真的是有自信的话，它是不需要因缘的，你可以指出来它就在那个地方了，就可以指出来它就在那边了。可是这样的我们这样深深相信的这个我呢，你去禅修去串习的时候呢，却找不到，就表示这样的我不存在。
Okay, so then the conclusion then, you know, so the I exists dependent on this five aggregate. No, exists dependent on this five aggregate.
所以呢，我们因此就可以下结论了。这样，这个我到底是存在吗？哦，这个我呢是存在的，它是依五蕴而施舍的，它是依我们这个五蕴的色受想行识而假名安立的。
So. So like that, so when you understand that, you know, then when you understand I exist dependently, not independently, you know. So when you understand that, then, you know, so you understand the emptiness, you know.
所以呢，当你这样去思维去分析的时候，你就明白了这个我是假名安立的我，它是源于五蕴施舍 而生喜的，而生喜而假名安利的，他自己呢是性空的，他是自性空的，所以呢你就明白了什么叫空性。
Then you know, then by then when you realize emptiness, then you able to harm the ignorance, you know.
如果你真的明白了，你真正明白了这空性，这缘起性空的话，这样你就能够摧毁，就开始可以摧毁这个无明愚痴了。
I don't know what that is. So then, when you understand, you know, the mere label I, you know, like I exist by mere name, you know, when you understand that, then you understand emptiness, you know. Once you understand emptiness, then you're able to harm the ignorance, you know, then this mind becomes extremely powerful to cut the root of samsara, you know.
所以当明白了这个假名安利的我是存在的、哦、你会明白它是一种幻现，它是源于五蕴升起而自性空的我，这样呢你明白了它的出现其实就是性空，它出现的就是假名安利，这样呢你就能够对治、啊、对治这个轮回的烦恼，所以它就非常，它是一个非常强而有力的对治的方法。所以我们现在来看《心经》。哎呀，那个问《心经》的人今天不在。The one who asked about Heart Sutra is not here.
In the prayer book, which page?
First page. Always the first page.
Red prayer book have no.
Red prayer book.
76.
I prostrate with Arya Tripajan.
I don't know if I can find that. 75, 77.Okay. I don't know what's this. Kate, para kate, this way. Okay.
Maripa, where's the Maripa?、
No, I'm just looking at the one. Three times. After that, I don't know.
Form is empty, emptiness is form, is it?
After this, what?
Zutongpao, Tongpani Zutso.
Mantra perfection, something, the word there, someone?
Mantra perfection. Perfection of wisdom mantra. Gate gate.
Just before that, some word there, I don't know. 80. Maybe before that, I don't know. Ale. So there. Therefore, the mantra of perfection of wisdom, mantra of great knowledge,And surpass mantra, the mantra equal to equal, the mantra that thoroughly pacify all suffering, should be known as the true truth, since it is not false. Mantra of perfection wisdom is declared.
Yeah.
So therefore mantra.The perfection of the wisdom. So here, when you say mantra, so it's about the talking of the wisdom realizing emptiness, you know. Wisdom realizing emptiness, it call, you know, mantra that thoroughly pass, no. Mantra of perfection of wisdom. So that means, you know, wisdom realizing emptiness, you know.
这里是讲到心经这个部分，就是故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。就在说这个心经的咒语之前的这一段，所以他讲的就是空性的智慧。所以呢，当你了解空性智慧，它是其实就是他讲是大明咒、大神咒、大明咒、无上咒、无等等咒。
So the point is that when you have this wisdom, you know, or realize emptiness, then you are able to perfect yourself, you know, by this, having this mind, realize emptiness, then you have to perfect yourself by this mind, you know.
所以当你证悟了空性智慧，就是有了空性智慧，就是当你证悟的时候呢，你就能圆满啊，就得到圆满，你自己呢本身呢就得到了圆满，就是你的心呢就得到了圆满。
So the mantra great knowledge, so I mean means the mind which understand emptiness, it is called also the mantra of great knowledge. So that means, you know,So this mind able to destroy the ignorance, you know.
所以呢，这个他就把智慧呢，这个空性的智慧呢，融合在这个咒语里面。所以他这个咒语呢，他就叫做大神咒。大神咒呢，是因为他能够，他很有力量啊，他明了世间真存的实相，所以它能够摧毁啊，可以对治我们的无明愚痴。
So then, also that kind of the mind who realize emptiness, that call unsurpassed mantra.
这样的空性智慧呢，也叫做无上咒。这英语刚才就有什么great knowledge， 其实华文有大神咒和大明咒，华文有两个。
Okay, so that is Lana Nirvana. So there's no other wisdom, you know, there's no other thing than this. There's no other surpass Ajumarko. There's no other better or unsurpassed. There's no better than this mind to achieve liberation. So that means this is the only mind which can achieve liberation.
为什么这么说呢？是无上咒啊，无等等咒。因为呢，这所证得，你心所证得的空性智慧呢，是最高的智慧了。再也没有比这个空性智慧啊，更高的智慧，没有其他更厉害、更好的、更值得追求的智慧。因为呢，当你的心呢证悟了空性智慧，有了这个智慧了，这个般若波罗蜜多啊的时候呢，你就可以用这个空性智慧呢，帮你得到这个解脱。
Then, mantra equal to unequal. So here, so the mind realizing emptiness is called like that. Mantra equal to unequal also.So that means when you say unequal here, like enlightened or Buddha, you know. So unequal is enlightened mind. So this mind can make, you know, this mantra realizing emptiness, which can make you as.Make yourself equal to unequal, exactly similar like that. I don't know.
所以呢，他还加了这一句，最后的这一句是无等等咒。为什么讲是无等等咒呢？刚才讲什么大神大明无上，现在是无等等咒，就 当你有的空性智慧，当你的心呢证得这空性智慧的时候呢，它是属于无等等的，就是它能够让你的心呢证得佛的果位，所以它让你的让你呢能够成为，能够成为啊，成为无等等的那种境界，一阔度了阿弥陀，证得这无等等的境界了。就再也没有比这个更高的了。
An equal is Buddha. This mantra can make you equal to that. So that means an equal is Buddha. When you emptiness, you meditate, you can make equal as unequal.Equal to unequal, I don't know.
这个无等等指的是佛的境界了，所以让你呢和佛同等，所以你就证得，就是你能够证得就一阔了，无等等的佛的果位，佛的境界。
So then, the mantra that thoroughly pacified all suffering.So that means, you know, so the wisdom realizing emptiness, you know, call also that, you know, because when you have this realizing emptiness, then you are able to, you know, cut the root of the samsara, you know, all the problem you are able to cut. So that's why it's called that.
所以他能除一切苦。这个空性呢，般若波罗蜜多，我们叫个空性哦，还能够能除一切苦。为什么讲能除一切苦呢？因为通过不断的串习这个空性智慧，这空性智慧也是要不断的去思维，不断的去修的。那不断的串习这空性智慧呢，你就会逐步哦，慢慢的哦，一直断，直到呢，你断除所有轮回的根本。
Oh, like that, then I don't know, should be known as the truth, since it is not called. I don't know. Huh? What does that mean? Huh?
所以呢，他这空性智慧也是说是真实不虚的。
Okay, I don't know. Huh? Okay, so what I'm trying to say here is that the point is that, expressing, you know, how important, you know, the mind realizing emptiness. You know, when you understand the emptiness correctly, then, you know, you're able to achieve liberation, you're able to reduce all the suffering, you're able to remove the ignorance, you are able to achieve, enlightened, you know. So, when you understand emptiness, then you achieve all these things.No, so therefore, you know, realizing emptiness is extremely important. You know, once you have this mind, what this mind can do, you know, to understand that.
所以呢，这个真实不虚的东西到底是什么呢？这其实就表示着空性智慧的重要性。当我们的心呢，证得这空性智慧的时候，我们能做什么东西？哎呀，它的好处太多了。当我们心呢能证得的空性智慧的时候呢，我们就可以断除逐断了，不断的减少到智，到最后呢断除所有的痛苦，然后呢我们就能得到解脱，就从这些东西的轮回啊，这痛苦，所有的痛苦烦恼中完全解脱，它就能够断除我们呢从无始以来所遭受的这个无明愚痴烦恼的束缚，它就能帮我们证得哦。证得圆满的佛的果位，啊，所以它能够帮我们带来的好处太多太多。所以当你能够契入并证悟这空性智慧的话，你就能证得刚才所讲的这一切，这所有的一切。所以呢，这他告诉我们，空性智慧啊，它能够做些什么？它能够带来什么的好处？啊，它的力量是多么的强大！
So like that, so, okay, so try, I mean, can read different commentary on emptiness, so can read commentary on Wisdom Sutra, so there's any commentary, you know, there's many commentary on emptiness, so try to read, okay, then next class, your question, then you can ask again, yeah.
所以呢，其实呢，解释这空性智慧的有很多的论呢、啊，哦，有很多的论呢、啊，你可以在你可以自己去找去看啊，都有很多的解释啊，很多的经典都有解释，你可以自己去找那些大德的那个论来看。然后呢，我们下一堂课，哎呀，已经时间到了，哦、不知不觉的。这时间到了，所以呢，你自己去回家可以自己去看啊，做功课啊，去读啊，翻论一下这些论点啊，然后有什么问题的话，下一堂课就可以问 Ken Rinpoche。
Okay, we stop here today.
所以今天我们就讲到这里。哦，今天安迪你不可以问问题了，今天没有时间给你问问题。对不起，我每次都要捉弄他一次。哎呀，dedication。好，今天我们就来做回向，另外一个法本，32面，不懂对不对啊？这好像是我是靠记忆的。哦，英文讲 muscle memory， 可是心里应该没有什么肌肉。好。32面回向，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切30善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，为行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家。